And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah. From the Castrol GTX Magnatech Studios. You can probably see the sign right back there. Yeah. Castrol GTX Magnatech. Instant protection from the moment you start. And we are starting. What?
The podcast.
I was just going to go, what? And then show you guys just nothing. Mellow, yeah. Just chilling. I'm sorry. I get hyped because I always think about it this way. This is the last thing we do. Usually, most of the time, most weeks, it's the last thing we do before we walk out and we get to start our weekend. So we get the early start. Like most people don't get to start their weekend until 5 o'clock. This is like our 5 o'clock. This is it. It's the last paperwork we got to file before we walk out.
Good point.
So there is no reason to make this not awesome. Hey, my brother-in-law is on there. Hey, Bill. We got turned down. I'm going to see them. They live outside of Washington, D.C., and we got turned down for our tour of the White House. And he said, man, you should have used the non-Caucasian card because he's Mexican. He's like, you should have told him. And then they you know, because apparently, like, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great until you show up.
Good point. Good point. They're I'm adopted, man. I just show up and go, I'm adopted.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If your family that adopts you is Hispanic,
can you claim it?
Can you claim it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, I would say that would be cultural appropriation, but I mean,
that's actual cultural appropriation.
That is actual cultural
appropriation. As opposed to all the things that get called cultural appropriation.
Yes, yes, because most of that stuff is just bunk. It's BS. But to actually say that, you know, it's like that lady who was working for the thing and said that she was black that wasn't black, remember?
Yeah.
That's cultural appropriation.
I
That's
knew a girl
whenever
in college who got a scholarship for being African American because she was from Africa, but she was white. She was whiter than you.
I knew somebody like that from
really?
South. Yeah,
she was from South Africa.
There was a girl from South Africa that I knew, blonde hair, blue eyes, the whole thing. She was African American.
She was born there, and she had moved to America when she was in high school, and so her parent, you know, she was an African American. She put that, the crazy thing is, tell her she's wrong.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you made the term not make sense.
Yeah,
if the box on the form had said black, she couldn't have checked it.
Yeah,
but it said African American.
A lot of people are going, well, my mom's white, my dad's Peruvian. A lot of people say my dad's this, my mom's that. Yeah, you can claim one or the other because you're still half whatever they were. So that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as being adopted. John Willard, our buddy John Willard, says, next time we try for a White House tour, request your local congressperson to arrange it. Yeah,
did
I did.
That.
I went through them, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's cake. We're good. Come on by the Capitol, too. We'll have you by and all that kind of stuff.
I love how they told you it was going to be taken care of. You went through four people, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I went through several different people and did the whole thing. I had to go and find all the because it was maybe this is the problem. There was a group of eight of us. And maybe it was because of the group size, because it was going to be my family, which is five of us, and then my brother-in-law, my sister, and their son. So maybe that was it, because it was eight. Maybe it was too many for their
people.
I don't know. I don't know.
I
don't know.
I think it had something to do with the increased terrorists.
Well, I was going
to
say, we got turned down
like the day after the
shooting.
No,
the day of the shooting. We got the email saying, sorry, we're too busy, can't do it because there was a shooting. They didn't say that, but they pretty much said that. It was the day it happened. Matthew says, give us Canadian peeps a shout out.
That's been his joke the last...
Well, forever.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that. People say, give me a shout out. Well, come on, I'm going to give you a shout. And then they look at me like I'm dumb. Like, I get it all the time. People will be like, hey, you know, I'll see him at the mall. And they'll be like, oh, you're on the radio? Cool. Can you give us a shout out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, tell the week's almost over because D and I are both kind of like,
I'm loopy, and you guys are Big D had a bad day. So
it's not a bad day. I just had a bad morning. You know
that's
what?
True.
And it wasn't a bad morning. It was a
Annoying more.
He had
to deal with some people that were not all there mentally.
God, it's been a bunch.
In like management issues.
You really did. You got like four of them in a row. Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, and it's like it just doesn't end. It's like I just keep getting them. You know? It's like
one after another.
In a weird place because I'm trying to be nice.
Hey, Sloss.
And I'm trying to be polite. But at the same time, I want to, you know, I'm kind of known for my kind of real bluntness, and I say it, and it doesn't lay there very well sometimes. And I'm trying to be better at that. But it's tough, man, because I want to go, hey, man.
Don't be so stupid.
You the pavement's black.
Maybe not that blunt.
It's black. It's not red. What are you talking about? And, you know, anyway, but it's getting better. It's getting better. It's Friday. Hey, I asked Patrick a question I wanted to bring up to you, Bubba.
Before you do that, can I get this? Because we did forget to start the podcast off with a gold, so.
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
Thought that fit for summer. Okay, go ahead, Big D.
I don't even think we played the song. Did we play the song?
Yeah, we played the song.
You were just
mopey over there. So.
Yeah, I'm just over here mopey and...
So what happened? You brought
okay. So I asked him a question. I said, "What is the thing that people say about you to your face? Like, what do they, you know, what do they say to you?" I answered what I thought they would say to him was, "You're really smart."
Now I get funny more than that, but funny is something I work on, or work harder on, and it's also easier to express.
Right.
You know. So.
But you do get smart
sometimes. Sometimes you show off the smart, and people are always like, wow, so you are smart.
Something to remember is most funny people are smart. A sense of humor is a sign of intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why funny is sexy.
What do you think, what do people tell you, Bubba, about you? Like, man, you really are what?
Goofy.
You really are Popeye. Good God, look at those calves.
Look at your calves, my God.
Here, right, I'm going to back up over here.
Yeah.
I used to say this all the time.
Hey, yeah, that's pretty good shot.
I get that all the time. That's my thing is they can't get past that. Every conversation starts with, whoa, those are cows.
Yeah,
because they're not calves.
Yeah. So, what do you say?
I was going to say, I it's been months, maybe longer, since I've done this, so I'm going to be the bad guy. I feel sometimes like we're not doing a podcast. Like we're literally just doing a, you know, reacting to people on Facebook making comments to our Facebook Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a conversation. Saying. See,
it's
I,
not,
and that's
it's the, not a podcast.
I just happened to.
If you're listening to this later, it's just.
I want to say this to you because you don't deal a lot with the social media stuff like I do for the show. People love the podcast. They like the conversation. And I've never had one person ever say, you know, you guys talk about something where you said you showed something on the podcast. Nobody's ever complained because
it's
we showed something
that bothers me. It's the it's the random shout outs to people in the middle of the rest of us trying to have a conversation. It's just, I don't know.
Kelly, man, are you all right?
No, I'm really annoyed.
I had the bad morning.
You had a bad morning, and then you rubbed it off on me.
I never rubbed you.
No. Hey, why don't you guys rub? Because that'll make you guys both feel better. I do that to my kids. When my kids argue, when they're kind of in a funk, I go, hug.
No, it's seriously,
and they
though, because
hate that.
His issues, and then I have to hear about it, then it goes, then it makes me go, ah, because it was so bad.
Hey, that's why I didn't go into psychology. I wanted to be a psychologist. I did not want, this was not what I wanted to do. And I couldn't handle people's problems. Like the counseling parts, I took it home with me.
I just saw three people say that Patrick needs a Snickers.
That stuff. That's what I hate. I can't stand that.
What?
I think it interrupts the conversation and it makes
it
terrible.
Because we're talking about how you've taken all this stuff with you home or whatever. Big D just had to talk about
that. I wanted to be a teacher, a high school teacher. Uh-huh. And you know what I started when I was 14 and 15. I would tutor other kids, basically the same age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I couldn't do it. Because I could find a way to explain something really well. And then I could even, when you didn't get it after that, I could even break it down and kind of find a new trick to explain it another way. And if you still didn't get it, I got nothing.
Did they annoy you?
It wasn't even annoying. It was frustration. It was like, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do what teachers have to deal with on a daily basis, which is try to teach someone something and they don't
understand it.
They don't grasp it.
Or they don't want to either.
Don't want to is a different issue, but, you know.
I had first period algebra in eighth or ninth grade.
That's
first
rough.
Period algebra.
That's tough, man.
And I was worried. I'm like, I'm going to just go to sleep.
Algebra first thing in the morning?
I would sleep. That's all I did. I would go to class and I would sleep. I had to go to summer school because of that.
Yeah, one of my semesters in college, I had to take an advanced business class that was only taught 1 day, 2 days a week at 7:20 in the morning. I heard Lewis Black tell a joke once about something like that where he said, are you people trying to keep this stuff a secret? And that's what it was like. Because you'd get there, there'd be 11 people of the 30 that are signed up. Only 11 of them show up, and 4 of those are sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think that's a conspiracy. I think they don't want us to know how the economy actually works.
Is Kathy still homeschooling or is that done?
You know, the way homeschooling works is, Gunnar goes to a regular school. Zach still homeschools. But the way homeschooling works, kind of the life cycle or whatever, is that when they're young, you're doing everything. You're teaching them hands-on, sitting down, going over it like you would probably traditionally think. But as they get older, the homeschooler, the kid, the student, starts to become self-taught almost. So there becomes a...
Almost like a Montessori kind of thing?
Well, I don't know what that means.
Is that how you say Montessori? Montessori?
No idea.
Isn't that when you have chicken that goes real slow around a spigot?
Yes, it's good. It gets real juicy.
No, but you know, it's like those schools where you go and you learn at your own pace. It's like, you know, you have all the grades together and everybody just kind of...
Montessori.
It is Montessori. That's what I thought.
I guess so. But I mean, you know, Zach, if he has questions or a new concept, you know, he'll... And honestly, some of that stuff you get like out of your league. You're kind of like, So he goes to what's called a supplemental school twice a week. And that's where it's all homeschoolers, and that's where they do their languages and their labs, and you know that kind of stuff, and some of the more advanced maths. So they do that there. That's where they have a teacher who's actually a mix of traditional and homeschooling, and then he comes home, and he does his own work. And if he needs help, Kathy will as much as he can. What do you mean? Why can't I do that? Like, why would you just assume it's her and not me helping?
Because
I'm stupid?
No. Oh, you're like seriously asking? I thought you were joking.
I was joking.
Okay. Because, I'm like, are you really seriously asking?
No,
I mean, I know
because
you.
I'm stupid.
No, it's not that. It's just because.
No, it is. It
no,
is.
You are one. I think you would actually have been a good teacher because you're patient. You put up with me. You put up with Patrick. You don't get very. like I'm very, you know, I'm very reactive and I'm like always cooking. Same thing with Patrick. You, however, you just sit there and you let things get you. People think that you let it go, but you don't. You remember it. You're like, you're quietly stewing, but you don't, but nobody knows that you're quietly stewing. It's like those people this morning, the ones that set you off. They don't understand how upset you were.
They don't understand how much I care. And they don't understand that I know what I'm talking about, and they don't understand that I know. I know. Anyway, let's get off of that.
That's why you would be a good teacher, because you wouldn't pop off on some kid. I would be the teacher that would end up on YouTube for body slamming some student. That would be me. I mean, you guys all know it.
I do love those videos, though. I found like I'll go down that rabbit hole when you get on Facebook and you see a video of a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know how you hit it, and then all of a sudden it creates. It's like another page, and there's like a bunch underneath it,
yes.
And you just kind of flick, dude. All of a sudden, I will be on the pot, and I realize I can't feel my legs because I've sat here for 30 minutes watching kids beat each other up. It's interesting. And then
the girl fights are the best when they pull. My favorite of when they lose their hair. Where's my hair? Mm-hmm. Where's my hair?
Yeah. That's great. It's great. I mean, there's whole pages on it. And then I'm like, and then I get onto the page, and then that's a whole another rabbit hole. And then I realize, okay, I've had enough, and I can't remember if I've wiped her yet or not. And then I'm like, okay, I've got to get up. And I go, oh my gosh, I can't get up. How do you get up when you feel and you can't feel your feet? You can't feel your legs. Like, how are you supposed to stand up out of basically a squat?
And you can't call someone to help you because you're sitting on the pot.
I mean, they really ought to sell like a rope that comes out of the opposing wall. And you can grab that rope and pull yourself up.
And it swings down.
In some stalls, they have that bar next to you. You can use that.
Well, that's for people who are really, like, legitimately handicapped.
Well,
at that point, I'm handicapped.
When your leg falls asleep.
At what point are you so fat that you're legit and you've been sitting there too long?
It's not even a fat thing. Don't make it a fat thing. It's not a fat thing. It's not a fat thing.
Skinny people do not sit on the pot so long.
Skinny.
They lose feeling.
Yeah, they do. Nowadays,
they
do. Nowadays, they do because they're on their phone now. It used to be people, like, when I go to the bathroom, my kids are like, oh, Dad's going to be a half an hour. Because I go in there and I do all my texting, catch up on all my tweets, go through email. I do everything. That's like my quiet time, my meeting time. So, yeah, your legs fall asleep.
I mean, skinny people's legs fall asleep, Patrick. It's not, you know, it's not
just
a fat
big
thing.
Person thing. And also, I do want to mention the Big John toilet seat. I don't know if they still make them, but I have one, and it's amazing because it's wider.
Man,
it's
I wanted
that
to buy
wide.
One.
Remember how awesome that is?
Hey, do they make them in black?
Yeah, I think they do.
I thought about putting one in the guest bathroom at the house, but then I'm like, then I saw how crazy big they are.
They are big.
It's embarrassing.
It looks like a giant fat toilet.
It's embarrassing.
It's great, though.
It's great, but it's kind of one of those things like
you put it in.
You don't
your...
want people to know that you have elastic waistband, but they are great. But it's embarrassing if you have to, you know, show anyone. And a bathroom is like the first time someone goes. Yours, it's kind of away, right? It's like, and not everyone uses it.
No, it's in my bathroom, which is crazy because I can't, because it's so big, it's oversized. I can't shut the bathroom. You know, you have the little bathroom, the toilet closet.
Oh, my God. No, you're joking,
I can't shut the
right?
door with the seat down. I have to lift the seat to shut the door.
See, that's too, I can't
dude,
do that.
It's like sitting in the Mercedes-Benz of toilet seats, though, man, because it's just comfy and cozy.
I mean,
cozy.
I know it's great.
And it doesn't. I use that in the squatty potty. It's great. Love. It's like all I need now is a bidet, and I will have the best toilet in all of the city.
Yeah. Oh, those ones that have the lights in them.
I have lights.
Oh, you have lights?
Yeah.
Do you use them?
They're automatic.
I mean, do you like it, though?
Yeah, because I go to the bathroom all the time at night.
And so you don't even turn the light
and
on.
And I also, first thing I do, I'm just conditioned. Pavlov's dog. I wake up, and the first thing, as soon as I wake up, bathroom, pee, get it out.
Okay, yeah, but when you walk
everyone
in.
Everyone does that.
Yeah.
Well, I used to not do that. I used to not do that. Yeah, really. That was only like a last 5 years thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll fight it. For like, it's sort of like at 3 o'clock.
Oh, not me.
You can just go back to sleep. Just get just a few more minutes. And then 3:10, I'm awake again. I'm like, let's go back 3:15. I'm like, I just go. And usually I step and there's a dog right underneath my feet.
Trey, by the way, I would like to say this. Trey is thin and he's on Facebook. Sorry, Patrick, I'm reacting to somebody.
I know, in the middle of someone else's sentence.
I know, but I'm just saying this is a big deal because he says he's skinny and he sits on the pot and catches up on his phone stuff and his legs fall asleep real quick.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you read that. I'm glad you read that, Bubba.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that was very important. It was breaking news.
You had a news bulletin. You just had to break in, no matter what the audio was.
Just breaking news. Trey sits on the toilet and falls.
Everyone do your best breaking news bulletin. Bubba, that was yours?
Yeah. No, if you want my best one, it would be, breaking news always has to have something that sweeps up. It sounds like a rocket launch. It goes, breaking news. Or a tone.
What's yours?
I remember the old CBS and ABC radio jingle that would play. You know, the little, it would go, bam, 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 bam. Oh, ABC yeah. News bulletin.
Oh, yeah, that was the old ABC thing. Yeah.
It was just like that.
Well, we're so conditioned to hearing, you know,
ding,
ding, ding, ding.
What's the one on Fox? It's like
it sounds like the one on Fox sounds like they launch Scud missiles and then it goes dong, like they hit a gong at the end.
Yeah, it is, and they use it for everything. Like,
oh yeah,
after 9/11, it was I mean, 9/11, they had so much.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they came back, there was new information. And so it was, they would come back from the commercial break, and it was zvong.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Fox News has learned that. And so it was all new. Now they keep doing it. It's like
now they have a breaking news alert to tell you something they told you 2 hours ago.
Yes.
Like, that's not breaking news.
I was going to say, news. CNN does the same thing. Theirs sounds like some kind of rocket as well. It's a breaking news kind of
It's like a shoo. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A whoosh of sorts.
It's weird.
Remember the old the fake teletype sound? This just in.
No, I don't remember
that.
You don't
remember that?
I remember what the fax machine sounded like. When I was doing radio, we still had one of those little fax machine printers or something. It was a printer, but it was like one of those dot matrix ones that was just for breaking news. And we had to go and read it every so often in case something...
It would just automatically print. Like it was hooked up to AP
and it printed,
in Washington, D.C. And when something would break...
I had to sort it for the morning show guys because I worked overnights. And I would get something and I go...
Before you could just go on a website and look at this stuff, there was a thing that all night long would print the prep was for the next day and the news that would come overnight.
Did you guys just rip it and then circle it with a yellow
highlighter? Yep. Wow.
It's pretty great.
That was part of my job at my first radio job was I had to, and if you didn't leave the printer on. Like if you didn't make sure there was paper in the printer and then it would feed overnight and it didn't print because there was no paper. Oh, that was the ultimate sin, man.
My first boss was just watching the Facebook feed a while ago, and he has disappeared. I don't know. He must have got busy.
I forgot all about all. I forget all that stuff, man. Now it's so.
We used to have to do the things where we would go and check the readings. For the tower, we had an AM transmitter in the building too. And one day I was in there where you sit by this big rack of equipment that's connected to a giant tall tower in the backyard. And one night it was hit by lightning, and lightning jumped from the stack of equipment to the control board. Like it arced, like it was. It looked like it was out of a movie, and I was maybe 6 inches from it. And it just kind of jumped in front of my eyes. I'm like, whoa! It almost happened that day.
It almost did.
Show almost never happened.
Yes, because had Bubba gotten shocked at that moment, he might have become Spider-Man or something.
Dude, that would have been great.
What would be Bubba's superpower?
Well, just based on his calves, it'd be the ability to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
He would just be a hopper? He would just jump
around? Hopper. The hopper.
Look, kids, over there. It's the hopper!
Well, Patrick's what's his superpower?
The ability to remember completely useless facts about sports and country music.
Yes,
that's my superpower.
That's your superpower.
And Big it really D- is.
Big D's would be the power of snark.
Snark.
The snarkinator. Snark man.
Snark attack.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, he would be the snark attack.
So, dude, I'm at dinner last night with
the snark attack is good.
That's what I'm saying.
So Zach's working as a job, and he is. It's a like a dinner theater thing.
Your son is what you're talking about.
Yeah, our oldest son, and he. So we wanted to go and see him at his job. I mean, he's
had his job for a while, right? Like six months.
Yes. But he's kitchen crew, you know, he's basically making sure there's food on the, you know, the buffet and all that kind of stuff. He loves it, you know, and they love him. But this guy, this waiter is talking and he says, he's one of those, it's like he already has a pre-done little skit.
Right.
That he does.
For every table.
And I've heard it like four tables already away. Him doing the exact same thing, word for word.
Oh, is he loud also?
And yes, he's loud, and he comes back to our table and says something, and I responded, and then he kept talking, and then he just talked on top of me and, like, kept going. And I said, just in the same tone, I said, but it doesn't matter because you're just going to keep on talking over top of me, so it doesn't make – you're not even hearing any of this anyway, so it doesn't matter. And he didn't hear any of it. Dude, Gunner spit water out of his mouth and goes, and it goes, and the guy's, you know, he's like, well, what caused that? And I was like, I don't know.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's the snark in me.
The snark.
The snark. What'd you call it? Snark attack.
You're the snark attack.
Snark attack.
You're the man who not only brings the snark, you build the snark. Right. Design the snark.
Yeah.
Yes, he designs it in the snark tank.
Oh, come on. That is snarktastic.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It is weird to see your child at a job where there are people. It's weird.
Yeah.
Where there are people.
It's just weird. Like, I'm normally, you know, hey, I'll be giving you, you know, 10 bucks if you guys help me, you know, do whatever project. But when there's like other people around and it's like a real business.
Oh, like a real job.
Like a legitimate thing. And he's in a thing, a not a costume, but a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, because he's basically an adult.
He drove there.
Yeah.
In his car.
Has he ever fixed that taillight?
I fixed that taillight.
I thought he was going to fix the taillight.
Well, he fixed it with me.
Did he pay for it?
That's good, though.
No, it was like 20 bucks.
Well, see, I have the rule because my daughter just got her car, you know, her first one.
It's a bad rule, dude.
I said, look, whatever you do, you have to pay for. You run into something, you have to pay for it. You don't like that rule?
I love the rule. That rule is unenforceable.
Why is that?
Okay, so does she have a job?
Not yet.
Okay, well, then how's she going to pay for anything she does to the car?
Helping her mom.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so she's not, okay. Right. Like I said, that's
everyone shun, Bubba. Shun.
Shun. Yeah, man, that's not even a, yeah, that's a great, you know, this aggression shall not stand. But, dude, you didn't.
As soon as they're, my mother used to threaten to take my keys away for everything when I was 15 and 16 years old. But as soon as you have a kid who's old enough to drive and take care of their own stuff, that's a nice luxury for a parent. Because think about it. At 15, because when I was 15, you could drive in Louisiana. My mother didn't have to bring me to
anything
anymore. I could go wherever I needed to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. I will say this. It is a luxury.
Yeah.
Because Stacy and I, we used to, because we have three kids, we were outnumbered for everything, yep, every day. You know,
three
you
kids,
never
two parents with cars.
Yeah. And now it's interesting because my daughter can go and take herself to her friend's house and we can take care of the other ones. We split up and it's nice. Like Big D, you never really experienced that because you only had two. So you were never truly outnumbered unless Kathy was gone out of town or something.
I'm never. It doesn't matter. It's not like I can handle kids.
It's not that you can't handle kids.
A lie says that, but you don't know. You've never had a third one.
Yeah. And,
when
you know,
you're outnumbered, it is different. I will say that.
If there is anybody who's considering having children, or maybe you have two and you're considering, here's one child is easy. Do we all agree on that, I think?
I only have one kid, and I'll say that compared to two, one is pretty easy because you can handle it.
It's weird because it's hard at first because you're learning as you go. And I won't, you know, discredit that. There is something to say for the beginning stages of parenthood. It is hard. It's scary because you're trying to feel this out.
It also depends on how many parents you have.
Well, there you go. That's true. But, you know, once you have two, if you're going to, you know, you're either going to... At that point, if you have two parents and two kids, you're set for life. If you decide to go three, you might as well go 12 because you're always outnumbered from that point on. Yeah. You really are. And
you increase your chance of getting a show on A&E.
That's right. My grandmother had nine, and by the time the older ones are teenagers, they can help you with the little ones.
That's what I was going to say is I regret stopping at three. I really wish I wouldn't have stopped at three. I wish, you know, maybe we could have kept going five, six, whatever. It wouldn't have mattered because at that point, again— It would have been cool because kids are awesome, man.
And imagine Bubba having six kids.
Like, it would be great. You see it all the time.
Oh, man. That would be exhausting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, we can't be having any more now. Old snip snip done happened.
Good old snip snip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think we've pretty much covered everything. Once you get to Snip Snip, it's pretty much the end of the podcast.
I do have something else. Marianne, Sophia, I know you're probably watching. Is she watching right now? I hope so. I just want to say thank you. My birthday is Sunday, and she sent an amazing Junior's cheesecake as a birthday gift. And I thought that was super sweet, and I think you're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My family is all excited. It's sitting in the fridge right now, and we're not going to eat it until Sunday for my birthday. So you also saved me money because I don't have to buy a cake now. So that's even better. It's the gift that keeps giving. It's true.
Nice.
All right. From the Castrol GTX Magnatech Studios, this has been another fantastic, wonderful podcast. And again, thank you for putting up with us this week. We had some great guests. We didn't have Mike Tyson and the bird issue, which is awesome. We had really cognizant guests this week, and it's been great. So thank you. Castrol GTX Magnatech, instant protection from the moment you start. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show
on the radio
every day. It was the podcast.